Fitness Tips with Mike Rush. Fast and easy tips to get as fit as possible. Let's go. One of the nicest parts about health and fitness, nutrition, exercise, sleep, staying hydrated, I mean, everything that comes with a healthy lifestyle is that you truly are competing against yourself. And with stuff like lifting, if you're lifting a certain weight a certain amount of times, then the next time you go to the gym, you have to step that up. You have to be progressively getting better. And so if you lift 200 10 times, the next time you go to the gym, maybe try 200 12 times or 15 times, or try and get up to 205 and do it that 10, 12 times. And it's one of those things where it's very easy to kind of get complacent, lift a weight that feels comfortable, lift what you're used to or kind of what your routine feels like. But the other day I was looking back at some of my lifts and I realized, like, look, 5 months ago I was doing the same weight on bench. So looking at it, I had a couple of good lifts like 5 months ago. I really went after it. I went for a great intensity. And then I looked at it and thought, I'm actually doing some of the exact same weights that I was doing back then. And I think a lot of it is just from not really having a solid plan in place. Some of it's from that comfort level. And then another is just really not realizing that, hey, if you want to get better, have better results, you really have to push yourself and get outside of that comfort zone. So that's where, whether or not you're making progress every single time you lift, they're going to have challenges, you're going to have ups and downs. But when you're talking 3 months later, 5 months later, 6 months later, you should be able to look back and have definitive results that are much better. And I mean, striving towards new maxes and new challenges. And I think a lot of times it's not even that you can't do it. Like, it's not, I don't think it's people that are completely maxed out and making no progress. I think it's the lack of plan. I think it's the lack of setting these goals, setting these standards, elevating your game, and realizing that sometimes even if the results aren't there, you have to have that effort that's pushing you to get better and better. I know in the heart of my training when I was running track, I was running the 400, which is one lap around a track. And from start of season to finish of the season, I mean, you're always supposed to be really getting better and better by the end of the season. And a lot of times it's not a whole lot on the clock, but every single day you're pushing to make an incremental change, incremental change, incremental change. And then before you know it, I mean, you're much faster at the end of the season. And it's just these little things getting a little faster. Meet by meet, you're getting just a little bit faster, starting to see results. Maybe you have a slow day or two, but at the end of the day, I mean, you really are competing against yourself. You should really, if you're truly pushing yourself, pushing your goals and meeting new potential and new gains, that's when you should be very proud. And that's where you don't need to compare yourself to others. But if you're really killing it within your framework, pushing yourself beyond what you've done in the past, seeing gains, I mean, that's where, yes, you are competing against that person you see in the mirror. Why is it so helpful to have a spotter? Well, not only is it much more safe, but it can also provide you much more of a drive to accomplish new goals or better goals. And especially with things like incline press, bench press, decline press, I mean, even things like squats or lifts that are really developed to have a spotter. If you get to the point where you feel like you have, hey, I might have three more left in me. Hey, I might have two more. Hey, I might have one more. There's just so many times where hey, I might have one more, could turn into two or three more. Or, hey, I'm really gassed out, and then you're able to push one, two, three more reps out with a spotter. And maybe it's not you all on your own. Maybe it is partially the spotter that's helping you out. But think how much that's pushing you beyond your comfort level and beyond what you're used to. And your muscles and your body are telling your muscles that they have to grow, that they have to adapt. And that's where you can gain a ton of strength. And it's really nice. I mean, it can be a lot safer. I mean, if you have a spotter and you're kind of getting down to that, hey, I might be able to get this. I mean, obviously making sure your spotter's paying attention, making sure you're both on the same page. Sometimes if you have a terrible spotter, they can actually make it more dangerous and kind of put you in harm's way. So you do want to have someone that you can trust, someone that's paying attention, someone that's there for you. But at the end of the day, having that spotter can make all the difference in between continually staying kind of within that comfort zone, within lifts you've already done, and then also just going beyond what you know, being able to push out that extra little bit that helps with adaptation. And so don't overlook a spotter. I mean, especially if you plan on going heavier than you're used to or heavier than normal, that's when it can also be very helpful. Or if you're looking to go more reps than ever. With a lot of these lifts, you should have not only a human spotter, but spotting bars, like some J-hooks, that if for some reason you're not able to do the weight, then these bars are there to catch the weight for you so that it's not harming you or landing on you. But there you go. Think about a spotter. Not only makes it safer, makes it so you can drive further than ever before. And then the last thing is, it really can make it a lot of fun. I mean, as you're accomplishing new goals, how fun is it to have someone else there that can see the progress, celebrate with you, celebrate with your victories, and just make it that much more fun. So there you have it. And then I would say the one other thing that I've realized with a spotter is that it can really help out with the pace as well. So sometimes if you're feeling a little lackadaisical or you're looking to take a big rest, they can be there to push you, let you know it's your turn, time to step up. And even if you're not 100% ready to go, you'll find that extra motivation because you have to get in there and it is your turn. So enjoy a spotter, lift safer, be better, and push yourself.